soldiers aren't the only ones fighting for the U.S. in Iraq and Afghanistan. The Army has been hiring social scientists as part of a program called the Human Terrain System. The idea here is that one way to fight counterinsurgents is to have non-military people study the inner workings of a local culture. Noah Shachtman wrote about the Human Terrain System for Wired, and he joins us now. Welcome back to the program, Noah.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So can you explain how exactly this program is supposed to work and what these social scientists are supposed to be doing that maybe troops can't do?
Yeah. I mean, on the surface, it's just about the simplest, most obvious idea in the world. The idea is really to take people with academic expertise, anthropologists, social scientists, and apply those academic expertise to combat units to figure out how the cultural, the societal lay of the land can influence military strategy.
How are these people picked?
Originally, the idea was to have civilian and military teams where the civilians had at least PhDs and really knew Arabic or knew Iraqi culture well. But they've been having trouble recruiting enough people, and so they've had to drop their standards. And so now they're people with masters in, let's say, religious studies or even political science that don't necessarily have expertise in Iraq or Afghanistan per se going over there.
What have these civilian teams been able to accomplish so far?
Well, we've only seen data back on one team. It was the pilot program in Afghanistan, and the results were kind of amazing. The battalion commander there reported that as a result of the human terrain team's advice, he saw kinetic, that's the military term for sort of bombs and bullets shooting kind of activities, drop by 60% to 70%. And the reason why was because he had a better cultural understanding of what was going on around him. For example, he had been dealing with the local town elders a lot and had been talking with them and had really gotten nowhere. The human terrain team offered some advice, which was to talk to the local religious leaders, the mullahs, instead. And he sort of switched teams from the elders to the mullahs, and that really brought about a drop in violence.
It seems like there's some potential for things to get a little fuzzy in terms of responsibility. I mean, we've seen a lot of concern around private security firms like Blackwater in Iraq. Is there any sense that similar issues of, you know, what exactly these people are responsible for or who they're responsible to could come up with these human terrain teams?
That is absolutely a concern, and it's already come up in a number of ways. First of all, what exactly these people's roles will be is still very much up in the air, and it's very much going to depend on the individual battalion commander. Secondly, there's a real concern in the academic community that the sort of do-no-harm ethos behind anthropology and the other social sciences could really be violated. There's a thought in the anthropology community that, well, if you studied a particular village X and that led to that village being targeted with an American raid, well, then you're harming the people that you've studied. And so the American Anthropological Association, I believe it is, AAA, has come out and strongly condemned the human terrain system, which is a big problem because that's where their pool of applicants should be from. So there's this real kind of academic versus military fight that's starting to brew.
Well, and it would seem like for these anthropologists and social scientists, in some ways, this is an ideal job. I mean, you get to go out and put your knowledge to the test in a real world experience. So how are, you know, the young anthropologists and social scientists of the world feeling about this program?
From what I can tell, there's almost a generational split. The generation that grew up with Vietnam is extremely leery of this program. There are a number of programs during the Cold War and during the Vietnam era in which anthropologists were kind of exploited for military use. There was a time in putting down the Philippines insurrection in the 1950s where there was a sort of applied military social science. And the idea was to put down the local rebels by exploiting their fear of vampires. And so rebels were actually kidnapped, their necks were punctured, and then sort of left by the side of the road to freak the guerrillas out. And it in part worked. And so I think that anthropologists that grew up in that era are very leery of the program.
Noah, this program is relatively new. What do you see as the future of the human terrain system?
Well, I think beyond the human terrain system, I think there's a big shift going on right now in the military. There's a real awakening to the fact that cultural information, knowledge of the society around them, knowledge of the politics around them, knowledge of the tribal structures around them is incredibly important and in many ways is the key to winning in a place like Iraq and Afghanistan.
Noah Shachtman edits the Danger Room blog on Wired.com. Thanks for checking in with us, Noah.
Thanks for having me.